Governor, considering everything, we're delighted you joined us this morning, and thanks very much.
Thank you, Eric.
Star Tribune this morning reporting that there was some intense debate within MnDOT on putting some steel plates on the collapsed bridge to reinforce it, and instead the department went with the inspection route. Can you illuminate that a little bit for us?
Well, we've learned a lot as to the internal decision-making of the MnDOT over the last 24 hours, Eric, and originally, they were indicating that there weren't any structural problems worthy of closing the bridge, but we now learn that there were lots of concerns, you know, short of closing the bridge and courses of action that could have been taken or might have been taken or were considered. The most recent of that is a 2007 document and debate leading up to it about either continued close inspections or some plate reinforcements, and the decision was made to go with the continued close inspections. It doesn't appear to be anything other than a judgment call by some professionals on that part of it. Kind of netting it out, there was clearly concerns expressed about this bridge over the last several years, but it's also clear that it didn't rise to the level of somebody saying this thing needs to be closed or it's an imminent danger of collapsing or failure. And so that's what we're going to have to go back as one part of this tragedy and review critically and get to the bottom of this. And those decisions were made, you know, at a technical or expert level. But we're going to have to go back now and see if those systems failed us or the judgments failed us. But obviously, there was significant failure of the bridge and the decisions leading up to it.
Now, there seems to be some interest on the part of legislative leaders, or at least openness on a possible special session if needed, to look at collapse-related costs, transportation funding, and the like. Where are you on that this morning?
Eric, we will do anything and everything to get these issues addressed. And, you know, we've got to do this in sequence. And I said yesterday that would potentially include a special session. And once we stabilize the crisis situation and the emergency response and get the reconstruction underway and the investigations underway, we'll be simultaneously talking and reaching out to legislative leaders about the needs and plans and options in that regard as well. But I'll just tell you at this point, we will do anything and everything to get these issues addressed.
No decision, though, on a special session?
From what I know now, I would say one is likely, but we're just beginning to inventory all of the needs, and we'll need to make sure we touch base with legislative leaders on that as well. But that is something that, you know, we'll be dealing with in the coming days.
What kind of interaction have you had with victims' families and that sort of thing?
Well, we had set up as part of this entire response, along with all the partners, not the state, but some local chaplains and service agencies, a family assistance center at one of the local hotels, and I visited that several times yesterday and had a chance to visit with some of the families impacted by this and the First Lady, and our thoughts and prayers continue to be with them, Eric, and they've just gone through so much trouble and heartache and grief and burden. And they need to know, and I think they appreciate knowing that people are praying for them and thinking for them and their loved ones.
And I would suspect your Good Morning Minnesota from 9 to 10 here on CCO this morning will focus on the collapse. Can you tell us what kind of programming you have planned?
It will, Eric. We'll be discussing this in more detail and what we've learned since the initial announcements. Again, there's a lot of information that's come to the forefront in a big hurry here, but our guest will be U.S. Secretary of Transportation Mary Peters, talking about bridge safety and transportation in the country, and then Mayor Rybeck from Minneapolis will join us, and we may have one other guest as well, but those are the two featured guests.
Delighted you could join us this morning, Governor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric. We will get to the bottom of this. It's a horrible tragedy, and we're just going to have to go back and review all of the decisions that were made inside of MnDOT.
Governor Tim Pawlenty here on 830 WCCO.